Bonjour, Sarah Anderson. Tell me about this this work you present here at Place Québec.
This particular project, it's a temporary mural, so it will not exist outside of this space.
Oh, it's temporary.
It's temporary, so it'll be painted over. It won't exist anymore outside of this. And I know we were talking a minute ago about the beauty and the cuteness, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's kind of warmy pinks and greens. But when you kind of look closer after you kind of get over the seductive nature of the color and the shapes, it's actually a really gigantic, large locust and sort of militant style, mm-hmm. climbing into the picture plane, and there's a huge explosion. And there's actually a lot of symbolism involved in the imagery, but I use the bubbles as a way to kind of talk about more art historical concepts like vanitas and memento mori. So there's this idea of temperance of life and mm-hmm. A futility of earthly pleasures, and sort of this fine balance between the confrontation between man and nature, and, you know, it's our instinct to sort of conquer and
But man
build,
is really small here.
What's that?
Man is really small here.
Really small. Yeah, and the relate, you know, we kind of looking up on it like we're on the ground. We're looking up at these things that are actually larger than us, and I think that's because my theory is really that we're not at the top of the food chain all the time. You know, we're constantly in danger of being swallowed. Yeah, you know, we're kind of on the verge all the time in that balance between being swallowed whole or sucked away by a gigantic tsunami, and those things. That's a real reality, and breaking that screen between, you know, that playful existence and kind of building up, okay. and then also what happens when it all starts to break down, and we have really little control over that.
And now the other project at the Museum of mm-hmm. the Civilization.
Yes, this is also a temporary project, so it will also not exist outside of this space. Yes, it's a film on seven window panes, so when you go in, it's the whole experience is a little different, because actually, instead of being sort of confronted with the imagery, you almost kind of become part of the imagery, because it's all silhouette in nature. It's just two color. So there's this bright red background, and the imagery, there are some locusts and some big waves and some explosions, but they are all one color. So when you're in there and the light is shining really bright through the windows, you know, your focus is mainly on the silhouette and how you exist in there, but also there's this really nice thing that the light does too, and it kind of looks like an eternal sunset. You know, the light changes, the film shows enough transparency that you can see the lights of cars passing by. You know, so you know that reality exists outside of that picture plane, but you can't see it. You know, so your experience of reality is only through this landscape that I've given you, and only through this room. And it's also kind of beautiful in a way, because you kind of go in and it almost looks like a chapel of comic book frames, but when you're in there and you look a little harder and you kind of see that it's you can't really tell if it's a mushroom cloud or you know, you can't really tell what's happening there and what your role is in it. So are you a spectator? Are you part of the picture? So it's a different thing. It's a different experience for me to be able to do that at a show too, because I was given the space and I was given the opportunity to do something a little outside of what I normally do. And I was able to actually kind of create a painting out of a space when I've never, you know, so that was a really good opportunity for me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.